Finally, our global hit for today, and it takes us to Scotland. The Battlefield Band is a bit of an institution in the Scottish traditional music scene. The Baddies, as they're known, take their name from a suburb of Glasgow. It's called Battlefield. And as the World's Carols All explains, the Baddies have been around for quite some time.
The amazing thing about the Battlefield Band is that they've been around for 40 years. And at one time or another over those four decades, many of Scotland's best traditional musicians have been in the band.
Some would say it's like a who's who, or is it a who's whom? I'm not sure. A who's who of traditional music in Scotland.
That's Mike Katz, one of the band's current four members.
I play the bagpipes and whistles and a bit of bouzouki, bass. I don't sing really because it's not the best.
Sean O'Donnell is the newest member of the band.
I play guitar and sing a little bit.
Both Mike and Sean shy away from labels for the band and prefer to talk about the eclectic mix of influences on their music.
The great thing about being in a studio is everyone chips in a wee thing because they're listening to Metallica that day or the Beach Boys or whatever it is. And so even though we're playing a tune that's maybe 200 years old, there's still a wee bit of the Public Enemy and the Beach Boys having a wee session in the background.
You pick up influences from everywhere, as Mike says. Like, when I was growing up, I was listening to Rush and Thin Lizzy and stuff, and Steely Dan, and I still try and crowbar a few Steely Dan chords into our music, and hopefully no one notices, especially not Steely Dan.
Here's the band's take on a traditional Scottish tune featuring an unexpected blues harmonica. Say that Katz and O'Donnell themselves are international influences on the band, because neither one of them is actually Scottish. Sean O'Donnell is from Northern Ireland, and despite the accent, Mike Katz actually comes from Southern California. He started playing the bagpipes in L.A. when he was 10 years old. Now 40, he spent more than half his life in Scotland.
I come from a pretty boring suburb of Los Angeles, which has no character really, so it's not like I've lost anything by leaving. I also think that Scotland is a much more cosmopolitan place than many people give it credit. You know, there's lots of people here from all over the world, and that's been the case for a long, long time. We even have English people living here.
The band's most recent CD is called Dukin. Mike Katz says the name of the CD, which is also the title track, was inspired by a woman he and his wife saw playing the fiddle in a pub during the Edinburgh Arts Festival.
There was a young woman who was worse for the wear with a drink, which is fine, and that's a common sport during the festival,
but she was playing my kennel lady.
She was playing the fiddle in the session and she wasn't really making any sense, and she had her earphones in at the same time, and she was wearing a collection of wristwatches, and she had applied her lipstick in a rather cavalier fashion all over her face. And my wife said, "That lassie looks like she's been duking for beetroot." Dukin is a Scots word, which is the same word as ducking, like ducking for apples. So it's just a name that kind of stuck with me.
While the Battlefield Band are adept at creating powerful arrangements of traditional music, they're also known for performing ballads with a strong political slant. Their cover of British songwriter Ewan McCall's The Ballad of Accounting is sung by Sean O'Donnell on the Dukin CD.
The Ballad of Accounting's always been a favourite of mine. I've heard it years ago and I've loved the lyrics. And it's one of these songs that apply in every decade, at every time, and in every country, really. I've been joking at gigs that we've been singing it in America for the last couple of years, and we think we've made the difference.
Did you ever demand any answers? Who, the what, or the reason why? Did you ever question the setup? Did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think it right? Let them rob you right and left and never make a fight. never make a fight, never make a fight.
The Battlefield Band is touring the U.S. this month. For the world, I'm Carol Zoll.
We've got a link to the Battlefield Band's U.S. tour dates at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow with music, news, and more of the world.
How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did he teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life?